It's June, and if you've been looking for a new car, new truck, or new appliances, or new furniture, or a new mattress, you waited too long. The Memorial Day sales are over. The after Memorial Day sales are done. You waited too long.
Time expired.
You are SOL. What were you thinking missing all those sales? All of those businesses are flipping you off as you flip the calendar to the month of June.
Payments due immediately.
Have fun waiting around for the 4th of July sales. Or come in this week and pay full price. Sucker.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Seem very excited.
You seem excited.
Oh, what's to get excited about?
Well, let's see. It's Thursday, right?
It's just Thursday.
Just a regular Thursday.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about
This show.
Yep. Nothing to get excited about.
That's negative thinking.
I don't have time for that.
I'm just going to start talking. And there we go.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. So we take the live show, and we take all the segments that we do and all the interviews and bits and things each day, Monday through Friday, and then we repack it into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon. And you can also find it if you go to Apple or Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. Even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find the link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine. You can go back, and you can listen to all the episodes that we've done over the years. We do about 240 or so each year. I think we're up to 106, 107. This might be the 107th episode this year. By the way, you can also watch our show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals. We've got, Foster is going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Let me pull up the book o' face and see who has messaged me. Morning, just us today. Okay, it's me and Foster. We're going to be talking about the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We also, since it's Thursday, we have Theatre Thursday. And let's see who is. I could go over here to the calendar thingy. We got all these things. We got all this software. It's pretty neat. All right, Theatre Thursday, N Station Theater for Fringe Festival. Patrick Earl from N Station and select cast members from companies participating in Fringe Festival. I believe there's going to be about four folks. Maybe Desiree. If I had the laugh track, I would play it. Yeah, because Desiree, she never shows up. If she shows up, I will eat one of those cupcakes. I will eat one of the petrified cupcakes if Desiree shows up. That's how much I believe she's not going to show up. Anyway, so we've got Patrick Earl from End Station Theater is going to be joining us with cast and crew for Fringe Festival. That's coming up. And we'll tell you all about that. They'll tell you all about that. And there's a new trend. It's the latest trend. Adult tummy time. Okay. It's like the version for babies. Now, I mean, I have my own version of adult tummy time.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Usually requires someone else to be on their tummy, or somebody on my tummy. But we'll talk about this. This is if you're a TikToker, you may be familiar with this latest trend. Good God, I need more coffee. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, we've got our top list, and of course, top things we did as babies that we still do as adults. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Tummy Time. No, it's CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Other stations in this town may say they have the best traffic or the best news, but only one can boast the most accurate and up-to-date time of any of them. Us. Introducing AccuTime. The most comprehensive and laser-focused time available. Here's our program director to tell you about it.
We looked at AccuWeather, but hey, meteorologists are wrong about half the time. We may not be able to predict if your picnic will happen because of rain, but we'll make for darn sure you're there on time.
Don't believe AccuTime is important? Just listen to what some of our listeners have to say.
The other day I was listening to another station and they were saying it was like 8:06. I turned back here and saw it was actually 8:05. Those guys are like so stupid.
Time is money in my business. I actually sell clocks. It's nice to know when I set them, my time is right.
AccuTime. We have too much time on our hands, so you don't have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today's show is brought to you by babies.
Okay.
They have no idea what they're in for, do they?
No.
Sorry, babies.
No, not at all.
We did what we could.
Yep. The Mike Show. So, speaking of time and speaking of babies, I don't know how to better segue it.
I was going to say that. Okay. And?
There's the latest adult trend. Adult tummy time.
Oh my!
It's on the TikTok, and it is exactly what it's like. It's like adult tummy time. It's like the version for babies. It's supposed to help reverse the effects of all the time you spend hunched over computers and phones and other devices.
So you just lay on the floor.
Basically.
Well, I do that most days. I'm halfway there.
Yeah. So if you're a parent, you're probably familiar with the concept of tummy time and just laying the babies on their stomachs while they're awake so they can strengthen their neck and shoulder muscles and improve motor skills. But if you're a TikToker, you may be familiar with the latest trend for adults, adult tummy time, which is, well, it's the same, but for adults. These content creators say you should be on your stomach for 10 or more minutes every day.
I get home and lay down on the floor for at least 3 hours.
I try and do that, but for other reasons.
Yeah.
Anyway, but even if you're just watching TV or scrolling or reading, it's supposed to counteract what people are calling tech neck, and the effects of the hours you spent hunched over your computers and your phones and other devices, like we said. Be careful, though. One video warns that if you lift your head back too much during tummy time, you're basically just bending your neck and spine in the same way that you do when you're hunched over. So it's better to keep your neck straight, which is easier if you're reading or if you're trying to watch TV. So that brings us to our top list. Tummy time, that thing we did as babies, is back, and it's more popular than ever for grown-ups. Of course, there are other infant habits we never stop doing, like anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top things we did as babies that we still do as adults. All right, okay. Here we go. Number one. Let's see. We got that. Okay. Seek comfort from a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Top things we did as babies that we still do as adults. Cry ourselves to sleep. Yeah.
For sure.
Stare at our hand and giggle. That's only after a gummy. Top things we did as babies that we still do as adults. Light up at the sight of a breast. Right?
Right,
fellas?
Yeah.
Anyway. Top things we did as babies that we still do as adults. Giggle after we pass gas. Yep.
Yes.
Drink so much that we throw up. Yep. Top things we did as babies we still do as adults. Annoy the crap out of our siblings. And make our parents regret having us. What? That's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news. And not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. White Lotus stars Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood say they're not feuding. They just had a brief disagreement over which one had the goofier mouth. Marijuana use is up among elderly Americans. That explains the recent influx of so many cars in the Taco Bell drive-thru with their turn signals on. Ron Howard says there will never be a Happy Days reboot, which is why Scott Baio is asking Hobby Lobby for more hours. And LinkedIn has laid off 200 employees. The company put a positive spin on it by announcing they just added 200 new LinkedIn customers. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, taking a look at Tower Cam position number one. At downtown, up Main Street. All right. So, do you always lock your door when you go out? All right. I am. I'm very, very OCD about locking doors, and I have to go back and I have to make sure that I locked the door. Sometimes I'll lock the door and I'll be heading out. And I get to the elevator, and I hit the elevator, and then I go, did I lock the door? And then I have to come back and check the door. But in this building, since we're up on the third floor, and usually the elevator is down on one, it takes just as much. I can walk over, press the button, walk back to the studio, make sure the door's locked, and then come back to the elevator before it opens. Anyway, but that's just me. I'm very OCD. But do you lock the door when you, like, are running a quick errand? Like going to pick up the mail, for example, or check the mail. Somebody polled 2,000 Americans to find out when we do and don't lock up. So B&E thieves, take note. They asked people in all 50 states. Georgia locks up the most. 93% said they always lock their door, compared to 48% of people in North Dakota. At the bottom of the list, let's see. Here's a map. Let's see. In Virginia, we lock up 80% of the time. Georgia is number one at 93%. Let's see. Only most Americans don't lock up if they're just running out for a second, though. Only 25% said they always lock their door if they're running a quick errand, and just 20% lock up when they take the dog for a walk. Some of us do lock up no matter what, though. 7% say they even lock the door when they go check the mail. The poll also looked at what we do when we get locked out. 39% have a spare key hidden somewhere. 29% keep a spare with a friend or neighbor, and 25% have a smart lock that they can access through their phone. That's smart. 8% said they basically just have to break into their own place through an unlocked window. I've done that. What else? All right, so let's look at this. It's a story about ChatGPT. No. So, if you had the chance to ask God anything, what would you ask? If you have a vacation coming up, would you ask God for a great barbecue place that serves local craft brews and is family friendly? No? Okay, well, according to a new report, a growing number of tech users believe that artificial intelligence is actually God. They think that they're accessing the secrets of the universe through ChatGPT. I'm sorry, many people have been dipping their toes into AI by trying ChatGPT for recommendations on places to go, suggestions on DIY repairs, and to summarize information, but some are really deep diving into it. People online say they've seen people fall into the spell of AI, treating chatbots like companions or lovers, even magical spiritual forces. And even if they don't believe the messages that they're getting back are from a religious entity, some people think that they're able to talk to God and angels through ChatGPT. Stop it! I guess God is an early tech adapter or adopter. I don't know. Anyway, I think he would be the original. The report says there are already thousands of people online with spiritual delusions about AI, with a big ramp up over the past few months. One person even said, here's my prediction, within 24 months, this will turn into an official church with clergy and organized services. Now, that might be extreme. After all, ChatGPT can seem otherworldly, but it's actually just an improved search engine, which can still be confused, nonsensical, and flat-out wrong. But if you spend any time on social media, you know that there are people who sound like they're in a cult. Some of those accounts may be bots, but that doesn't mean they can't trick actual humans into believing them. So I asked ChatGPT, could there be a rise of AI bot gods, small g, little g, and human followers? And it said, yes. It's not just possible, it's already starting to take shape in early primitive forms. It may sound like science fiction, but it touches on several real and intersecting trends in technology, psychology, and culture. So there you go. All right. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The shopping cart was first introduced in 1937. It was invented by Sylvan Goldman, the owner of the Humpty Dumpty grocery chain in Oklahoma City. Nobody liked them. Not the Humpty Dumpty. Nobody liked the shopping carts. Men found them effeminate, and women found them suggestive of a baby carriage in a bad way. But they eventually became a hit, and Sylvan became a multimillionaire off his royalties from the design. Number two, the producers of Gone with the Wind were fined $5,000 for using the word damn in the movie. Number three, in the 1300s in England, there they are, one of the only ways for a woman to get a divorce was if her husband was impotent. I said, sorry. So there was an actual job for someone who would inspect men's junk to determine if their wives' claims were true.
Nice beaver.
No, thank you. Other way.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, okay.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Yeah, it is.
What a delicious task that is.
No. Number four, Barbara Streisand is the only person who had a number one album in six decades. Her first was People in 1964. Her sixth was Encore, Movie Partners Sing Broadway in 2014. Let's get some music in here real quick. Barbara can go for seven later this month when she releases her next album, The Secret of Life, Partners Volume 2. And then number five, the first appearance of Cookie Monster was in an IBM training film in 1967. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
It is the Mike Show Thursday edition, as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Coming up, we have, if you're listening to the live show, we have Audio Vault, and we're going to lovingly place sounds in your ear holes. If you're listening to the podcast, we have some interviews for you that we've already played on the live show. Foster's going to be joining from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and we've got the folks from N Station Theater. They've got a big festival, Fringe Fest, coming up, and we're going to learn more about that in Theatre Thursday. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How's summer? Because we literally just jumped right into it. We had monsoon season for about a week and a half, and then we just jumped right into summer, right into the blaze of it. So how's your summer going?
Summer is going well so far. Like last week when we had Christy with the University of Lynchburg on here, She recommended that I go to the Clitter Nature Center's centennial celebration on Saturday. And I did. And the weather was beautiful. The event was so much fun. I ate good barbecue right in front of the Peaks of Otter.
Nice.
Went and talked to some vendors. And it was just an all-around good time. And I feel like it was just like a good way to kick off warm weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's really, really cool. It looks beautiful out there. I have yet to get out there. So I'm going to make it a point this summer to do that. Could have, if I would have had time to get out there during that particular event, but we digress. There will be other opportunities. So you guys have a bunch of stuff coming up. One of which is with the Hillcats. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we have two, networking events with the Hillcats coming up. One is next Thursday, I think next Wednesday. That's when it is, on June 11th. And I'm really excited for that. We're going to go to the game and have our own skybox, which is so VIP exclusive.
Yeah.
And it'll be catered. I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring us this time. Sometimes it's like mini corn dogs and fries and wings and stuff, but sometimes they also have fried pickles, and that's my favorite thing.
Well, they've been really zhuzhing it up as far as the kitchen goes, and they've been trying a whole bunch of new things. So I'm looking forward to getting out there as well. We usually do a skybox event at least once a year, and I'll tell you, it is a whole different experience. Their skyboxes are so nice. It is very VIP, but it's a great way to watch the game, and it's a great way to network with folks just in your own area, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. Every time I've gone, we've had like a nice small crowd because you can only fit so many people in there. You only want to fit so many people in there.
Sure.
And people show up, and sometimes through chamber events, people can get pretty formal, you know, but everybody shows up in shorts and a t-shirt, and we just have a good time, get to know one another, talk about business, talk about ourselves. People bring their kids or their partners, and it's just an all-around good way to connect with people, especially if you're nervous about going to group settings or if you don't really do the buttoned-up formal thing.
Yeah.
It's just a really good time.
And the Hillcats are actually a really, really good team.
Yeah,
it's
they are.
Great night out for a family-friendly entertainment.
I got an email yesterday from them hyping up the games next week because they're playing, I think, the Mudcats. and they're like the number one team right now. So it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah. Do you have to be a chamber member to attend this?
This is like the only time that I will say, yes, you have to be a chamber member. And that's just because it is such a small number of people that we can have in the skybox. So I think the max we can have is 15.
Okay. So folks can register if you head over to the Bedford Area Chamber website. You can register and you can't just go day of and say, hey, I'm with the chamber. I want a skybox. No, you can't. You have to register so that they know how many people are going to be there. And then when they hit max capacity, that's it. You didn't jump on it quick enough. So, but yeah, register today. If you go to bedfordareachamber.com, just go to their event page and you will find the link to join them for the Hillcats. And we'll link that up on this broadcast as well. So beyond that, what else do you have going on?
We have a lot going on in the fall. During the summer, we have a couple of free events. We also have a business roundtable on June 24th for anybody that's looking for professional development. And we have a second Hillcats game. That's July 10th. But we're getting geared up for the fall, which is really our busiest season. Yeah. We have the Bedford Forum for candidates in the area that are running for office in a contested election. We have our Christmas market. We have our fall job fair. But the biggest event that we do that we just opened ticket sales for is our annual gala. So I'm really excited. We've already gotten like a good amount of people registered, and it literally just opened on Monday. So it's our most anticipated event of the year. It's our largest event of the year, and it's also our largest fundraiser. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
Well, and you can get your tickets, and I'm going to pull this up. You can get your tickets if you go to bedfordareachamber.com. Just click on the events tab and scroll across to September. You'll find the 2025 Excellence in Business Awards Gala, and you're going to announce the winners of all of those Excellence in Business Awards in the different categories as well.
Yes, there's a lot that goes into the gala, and the award ceremony is my favorite part. We have so many nominees from different businesses, nonprofits, individuals have been nominated for awards. And it's really just to recognize them for being outstanding in their work, whether it's the impact they've had on our community or at their business or just on their team. There are so many people doing great things for Bedford. And this is such a fun way to recognize them. And even if they don't win, they still, you know, it's still an honor because it's not just a popularity contest, you know, like these are people that have been nominated by their peers and their clients. And we do like a very long selection process where you have to write a response for a questionnaire, and then it's graded by a committee according to a rubric for the award. So it's really cool. And the gala is just a fun way to come together as a community and celebrate the accomplishments of our area and the people in it. And we have cocktail hour. You get to stand outside, go inside if you are. Well, actually, this is something we've talked about. There are no bugs at Cedar Oaks.
No, there is not. There's absolutely positively no bugs. I don't know how that is even possible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like one of those like picturesque places where it looks like it feels like it can't be as good as it is, but it really is. It is wonderful. It's nice to stand outside. You don't have to swat things away. Hopefully the weather will be nice for us again this year. And it's fun just to stand outside, enjoy the views, which is really such a big part of Bedford, and get to know everybody there.
Absolutely. Well, tickets are available for the 86th Annual Excellence in Business Awards Gala. That is they are on the Bedford Area Chamber website, and that takes place Thursday, September. Is that 25th?
Yep, September 25th from 5 to 8:30.
Yeah, don't wait, though. I mean, I realize it's just the beginning of June, but don't wait to get your tickets. This is going to be a good one. So we're really looking forward to this as well. And you had me at rubric. Well, if you are not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber, you need to be. Get over to the Bedford Area Chamber website, bedfordareachamber.com. There are over 400 some businesses that are represented as well as thousands of people, decision makers that you can get with and expand your circle. If that was your goal in 2025, well, now you've got, you know, fiscal calendar 2025-26 starting in July. So get on those goals and become a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. It's very, very affordable, and you will make connections. Foster, thank you so much for taking time and joining us today.
Mike, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatray.
Thursday. Yeah. My favorite day of the week.
Absolutely. We have guests aplenty. Would you like to introduce them?
Yes. So I want to welcome N Station Theater Company. We have Patrick Earl.
It's good to be back.
He is here to tell us about the Central Virginia Fringe Festival, and he has brought along guests. Patrick, would you introduce who you brought along?
Absolutely. To my direct left is...
I'm Constance Swain.
To my far left...
is Abdul Khalik Murtada. You can call me AK.
And our grand finale of the Fringe Festival is our brand new production of Whirlwind by Chris Eli Black. It is a tribute to Dr. Robert Walter Johnson, also known as Whirlwind. And Constance is the director, and AK is playing the good doctor.
Yay. And I'm so excited. I saw the play reading of this that you guys did last year, last summer. So
yes.
I am really excited to see what it looks like when it's on its feet.
It's very exciting. Super, super exciting.
So,
well, tell us about Fringe Festival, first off.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we can, let's talk about the performances.
Absolutely. So this was, the Fringe Festival was born out of the idea that Central Virginia just has so much, so much talent, so many great companies. So the talent pool is very deep, but
really
sometimes
is.
It's hard to like get over the mountain and see things.
Mm-hmm.
So we are inviting people, companies, community members to come and perform for us at Randolph College.
Okay.
So it's going to be in different spaces, and N Station is producing it. So it's going to be a week-long celebration of the amazing talent we have here. And it's everything from, we have just some random dude. He is a rapper and performer.
Is that
gonna
stage name?
Yeah, it's a stage name. Yeah. And he's great. Check out our Facebook page. He actually made a little ditty announcing his...
Okay,
his performance.
So literally, just some random dude.
Yep, he's amazing. very talented young man. And to community members that are just doing like a 9-minute piece, to our Mended Wing Shakespeare Company, or theater company. They are currently out of the Valley. They're coming in doing 2 90-minute Shakespeare.
Yeah, I'm curious to see that. I can't wait to see King John.
Yeah, and it's all just a number of plethora
now,
of new musicals.
How many total shows do you guys have for
we
the Fringe
are
Festival?
Doing 15 companies, including N Station,
are that is
doing
incredible.
Almost 20,
that's
including
wow.
The Central Virginia Theater Educators Association,
okay.
a new association. They are doing Rent School Edition.
That's
so they're bringing
great.
A ton of high school all-stars around the area to do Rent. And it's all culminating in Whirlwind. It's going to be a great time.
That is going to be so. I am so excited for this week of theater. And so our foundation is as equally excited. And so we are launching and dropping a ticket giveaway today.
Yes.
Go to our Facebook page, like our post, and comment on which production you are most excited about to see. And we are giving away a half pass, which is 7 tickets. So you can see 7 shows. Or what I love is you can bring 7 friends to 1 show.
Exactly.
So,
flexible.
Well, I have to see if I have
7 friends, though.
I don't think you do, Mike.
I don't know.
So you'll have to see 7 shows.
I guess I would go with you, Mike.
That ticket
Thank you. You can be my friend.
Thank you.
This is wonderful.
That ticket giveaway will be announced Friday, right before the Fringe Festival launches on the 14th. So, yes, I'm so excited you're bringing this to this area.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you go to the Mark W. Foreman Foundation Facebook page, that's where you'll find it, and we'll link that up on this broadcast. So, all right. So, from the director's standpoint, tell us about this performance and tell us about maybe some of the challenges involved with it.
Well, oh man. So, with a brand new a world premiere, a new work, living document, what that means is that there's a bit of like, before we can put on our hats as performers and get up on our feet and stuff, we have to be investigators. Mm-hmm. So really, mm-hmm. we spend a lot of time at the table. In fact, it was just yesterday that we got up on our feet. We spent the last 4 or 5 days of rehearsal just mining the text and asking questions about how do we get from point A all the way to point Z? And what is this play trying to be? And how can we help it best express itself? Because everything we do needs to be in service of the story, you know?
Right.
And to me, I mean, I'm excited. And for the fact that, you know, Dr. Johnson is a name and a pillar of this community, and there's so many people who are here in the Lynchburg community that have a tie there. But for those who don't, this play equally brings you in. You know, there's something to take away for everybody.
Yes.
And the conversation that's been coming up in the room a lot is the weight of pressure and expectations and masculinity. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be a man, specifically a black man?
Right.
And it's all through the lens of tennis, but it's so much deeper than tennis. Tennis is just sort of how we approach these really big questions. And we have AK, who is just leading the charge so beautifully and such a gracious performer and a practitioner in the room. And it's a kind space, and it's a space that isn't afraid to ask hard questions, because you got to. We are dealing with some really difficult, triggering subject matter, but it's a kind room where we're really taking care of each other so that we can take care of this play.
It is such a powerful story for this community. So again, I am so glad that it's being put on its feet.
So AK,
what have been some of the challenges have you done a new work before, and how do you kind of bring that into it?
I have done new works before, and they're a lot of fun. I've done several new works in my career, and they're scary, but in a good way, because the stories have always been powerful. They've always been, it's funny, all of the new works have been, that I can remember, have been about people who were pioneers or who were doing something that hadn't been done before within their respective fields. But this particular story, it's an honor to be here in Lynchburg to do about someone who meant so much to Lynchburg. Dr. Johnson within this community is a respected individual who impacted the worldwide tennis community with his love for the game and with his love for his community, and brought his community along with him to say, hey, look, there is this need. And so for both ways, the need for the young men and women within the community to learn about the game, and the worldwide need for the tennis community to be introduced to some of the folks in Lynchburg.
Absolutely.
Some of the folks, some of the talent, the talented African-Americans
Absolutely,
that were in the community.
AK, tell us about your career a little bit. How long have you been doing this?
I would age myself immediately. So I don't know what you're talking about. I started yesterday.
Yes, I can tell.
as the gray hairs grow as long as my nose.
I've earned every one of them, and I'll bet you have too.
I have. So I've been doing this for a while. I started acting in high school, back in the 90s, yeah. And started acting professionally in the late 90s.
Okay.
And I was very fortunate to get my equity card while I was in college, and got my SAG-AFTRA card probably about 10 years later.
Wow.
Yeah, about 10 years later.
Okay.
In grad school. And so I'm one of those very fortunate folks who had the chance to work professionally while I was also in my matriculation. Mm-hmm. While I was also going through school. So I had the chance to work in different theater towns. Like D.C., like Indianapolis, like San Diego, before going to the major markets like Chicago or Los Angeles or New York,
okay.
And or Atlanta. And so I've been very fortunate to come across many different regional theaters, and I am honored to be landing here and now.
Nice.
In Station.
What?
Which is, no pun intended, the
end. Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully not really the end.
That's the origin. Well, we joke because that's the origin of it, is that like the you could go to any train station and go to the end and there be a thriving cultural community of arts.
Yes.
Right. So like that's kind of the idea behind it.
Yes.
So like you are coming to literally the end of a train stop.
Yes.
And you are now encountering a rich and vibrant community. And that's what this Fringe Fest is about. That's what Whirlwind's about, and celebrating these little niches of artistic excellence.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that like that same thing happened with Dr. J. That Dr. Johnson, all respect. We say Dr. J in the play because, you know, that's what they affectionately and respectfully call him. But I feel like that same thing happened for Dr. Johnson, that he was going through, I mean, he had been through two other colleges before landing on the one that he landed on, and he came here to coach initially on the football team. In the seminary with and so that introduced him to the community, and then as a doctor servicing the community sometimes initially for free, and that endeared him to the community, and he flourished from there. Tennis was a thing that he started to play to unwind after his full day of practice, of medical practice. And so he built a tennis court in his backyard. And so then he started to invite others to play. And with others coming to play, with more people coming, more professionals, coming to, you know, hearing about this doctor, it became a bit of a party, and an after party,
and then an after party,
and an after party.
Well, Cassandra, tell us about your role in all of this, and also I want to learn a little bit more about your career as well. When did you get started, and And lastly, I'd like to learn what your favorite roles
have been. Oh, the question. I forgot to warn you about it.
Yeah. Oh, the question.
It's constant.
No, the worst offense is if you call me Connie, because then we got to... I forgot to warn you about that question.
Every single time.
It is probably one of the most important questions that you could ask an actor or performer or director. So tell us about your career, and then tell us about maybe your favorite role or your favorite show.
Sure. Oh yeah. So my background, first and foremost, in the theater was through the lens of a performer, an actor. That's why I came to the theater first that way, and specifically through Shakespeare. Shakespeare has been the bulk of my experience, which people don't often think when they see me.
And I've seen her. She's brilliant.
I've seen you too. Yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh wow.
So yes.
Oh man.
Mad props.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And
giving you mad props. That's awesome.
Through Shakespeare, got exposed to my love and interest. I have a background in competitive cheerleading and gymnast, so it was always very physical. And then I learned, combat and in Shakespeare, these rapier and daggers and broadswords. And so being 4'11", 5 feet tall, people always like, wait, what? You're here to teach the fights? Like, yeah, watch this. So that's always fun.
Nice.
And then in 2020, everything shut down for everybody. Yep. And I was one of those people, I am one of those people, I have a hard time sitting still. And I just did not want to waste time. I mean, we didn't know what was going on in 2020, especially at the very, very beginning. And so I thought, okay, man, what can I do? What can I do? And that's when I started to take a dive into voiceover. Okay. And I got a good friend of mine and just sort of was like, hey, can you just pour into me? And she did. And from there, I was teaching myself through YouTube University how to audio engineer and do all of those things. And so turned into voiceover, commercial animation, the whole thing, narration, blah, blah, blah. And then... when things opened back up, swung back into performing, and then I won't say which one, but people will often ask, like, how did you get into directing? And the truth is I feel that I've learned more about my approach as a director from the directors I didn't really want to be like.
Right?
Absolutely.
What not to do.
Although, I gotta say, you know, props to you, Constance. I have... Even in the first week of this, I have been writing down furiously some of the techniques and approaches that Constance has been using with us, and especially within this new play cycle. But yeah, and I hear your Shakespeare experience within your directing too. So I just want to interject, props to you, because you are a director that that I feel is a great director, and I'm taking notes and going, definitely want to do
that. That's how I learn too. I watch the good ones. I write them down.
But we also learn from the bad ones, like you were saying.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. But that's the case, because the thing that I really specifically were directors who would say, I'm a collaborator. This is a collaboration. The moment that you go to offer to collaborate, then they've already made
their mind.
This is
my vision and I'm doing it my way.
Exactly. This is how it's going to go. Plug and play. You know, it's like, okay.
And theater is the most collaborative art form there is.
Yes.
So you really do need a director who's open to listening to that.
My sentiment is this, is that when every person, I don't care if you're Hamlet and you got all the lines, or if you're spear carrier number 4, right? Or if you're the stage manager or the understudy, if every single person in that room feels that they can contribute and be a part of the building of this event that we're creating together, and they see their thumbprint on it, everybody shows up to it differently. There's a sort of an expectation, a responsibility that everyone is like, okay, I got to play my part, you know? And that to me makes for the best kind of theater, the best kind of room, and that's something that I really actively look to cultivate.
I would piggyback on that, or backpack or whatever onto it, and say that there are three things that I've had a chance to work with some Tony-winning, Emmy-winning, Oscar-winning directors, and Constance embodies what I have always thought of as, you know, great directors having. That's the ability to communicate, the ability to create space of collaboration, and that collaboration, and the ability to create either a stage picture or what we call mise en scène, and she's fantastic at it. So, you know, I feel honored to work with her at that. And to her credit, again, just within this short amount of time that we've had to work, I don't normally hear stage managers chiming in to the collaborative process. And this is to her, Constance's credit. Our stage manager definitely has chimed in multiple times and said, "Oh, it's like this," or "Hey, try this." You know, and that's been beautiful to see. That's been the litmus test, if you will.
That is as a stage manager, I appreciate directors who do that.
Yeah.
Now, if you had to narrow it down,
the role,
the role, the one thing,
that you've
loved the most, and then a follow up question. So think about this.
Yeah.
A role that you have yet to play, or a directorial role that you have yet to do that you would aspire to do. Ooh. And both of you can just answer that question.
I'm going to get out my notebook for a second. So, executive director.
Let's get these ideas out.
Favorite role, and not so much about the role, but about the experience in the role, was Antigone.
Okay.
And reason being is because it was the first time that I felt that I was in a rehearsal room where the director made me feel like I was chosen and trusted.
Mm-hmm. That it was you playing the role.
Yes. Let's build this off of you. What are your ideas? Let's go there. I'm trying to build this around you. And I was like, oh. Me? Okay. And to step into that. And so bringing that into everything I did thereafter, even if that wasn't, you know, what the director was trying to intend, that was something that really landed with me. And as far as a role that I have not played yet that I'm really interested, pass me. I'll have to think on this. I'll think about it. This is too long.
Favorite role, I would say, and I'm with you, that list. Yeah, there's like the favorite role I would say would be a new play. It was called Angels of Lemnos, and I played a young man who had was born with only part of his brain, and he was homeless. And he was absolutely a beautiful, wonderful person. And just, you know, like your director who was directing you in that play, the director created, it was like, okay, let's just kind of go. I trust you and I want to collaborate with you as an artist. So let's create the world around how you see it. Wow. And
one of the best parts of new works is being able to create and just go from the beginning and bring life, bring life to this story. I love new works for that.
Yeah.
And what's one that you aspire to but have yet to get it?
Normally I would go with the Shakespeare's, the Lear. I'm too young for Lear. I would love to play Lear one day.
Okay.
I missed Hamlet by like this much. but I still would
happily. Othello? You played Othello yet?
I have played Othello. Okay. I'd love to revisit Othello.
Okay.
I got Niago for
you.
We're thinking
I got Niago for you.
That would be great.
Oh, Constance, we're not letting you off the hook, man.
Things happen in this room.
Ideas get started.
And it's documented,
by the way.
That's it forever.
I'm thinking about this actually through the lens of a director right now. Maybe that's just because what's going on. But in terms of a show that I would want to direct, Choir Boy. Alvin McCraney is a show that
Terrell Alvin McCraney.
I think coming from
through
a female lens, one female identifying lens, and also having gone to Spelman and recognizing when so many elements of HBCUs, Black excellence specifically. I thought a lot about Morehouse because it's an all boys school. So I had a lot of thoughts when I read that play and when I saw it.
That's a beautiful play.
It's a beautiful play.
I'll have to pick it up.
Gorgeous play. Mike, can I leave something on that table here for your listeners?
Please. Yeah.
Like, as you can probably tell, I'm sitting next to some pretty smart folk. And they're very special, and you can tell they're obviously talented and well, and everything they say and do is well thought out. I urge you to not miss Whirlwind and the other fringe acts. They are examples of talent in our community.
Absolutely.
Thoughtful, well-constructed pieces of art, and you will loathe the fact in the future if you have missed a chance to see the magic.
I want to thank you and End Station for bringing these artists to our community.
Thank you for bringing
these opportunities to our community. They are so excited as a theater lover, theater maker, and theater goer. This is really unique for our area. It's the first time something like this has come together, and I'm really excited to see that. And hats off to you guys and End Station.
Thank you.
Can you
did mention our cast members as well. I mean, I think about Jordan. I think about...
We have community members in this Kenna cast. So we got Jordan Sykes,
Bill,
Libby Fitzgerald, Bill Hollingsworth. Nice. Who am I missing?
Libby.
Libby Fitzgerald. Sorry, Libby Jefferson.
Libby Jefferson.
Shout out to Libby Fitzgerald.
We love
you. She supports End Station, and she deserves a shout out.
An amazing, wonderful human being.
Amazing, wonderful human being.
Absolutely.
But no, Libby Jefferson.
Yes.
And I'm missing someone.
Kenna.
That's right. Kenna Wells, who is another very, very, very talented artist coming to Lynchburg participate in this magic.
Well, it just enhances our community to have this type of story being told and put up on the stage. So break a leg to you guys.
Thank you.
And you guys open the 21st, I believe.
21st, yes.
Closing out that Fringe Festival.
Yep. And opening up their first show.
And you can learn more about Fringe Festival. It's June 14th through the 21st. You can go to End Station Theatre. Spelled fancily. Theatre.org. And we'll link that up so that you can find everything about Fringe Festival. You can get your tickets there as well. And speaking of tickets, the Mark W. Forman Foundation for the Performing Arts has a pair of tickets that you can win.
Yes, you can win a half pass to that Fringe Festival by liking and commenting on our Facebook post. You can also go to our foundation's website, markwformanfoundation.org, and that will link you to all the tickets in websites using our calendar, including End Station Theater.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Forman Foundation.
Yes, and we really appreciate the foundation as well. It was Mark who was very instrumental in bringing back Theatre Thursday to our show. And Mark did that for almost a year and sadly passed. The family has taken up everything and has moved forward with the foundation and supports this
broadcast. Great stuff. So thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
It is the Mike Show. Thank you so much.
Wow.
So
welcome.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it and taking so much time today. We will link everything up, and we hope that you can make it out to Fringe Festival at Randolph.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. traditional raga melodies from India, turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Kobapult tour. Kobapult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Koba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Kobapult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Dr. Fran Haydeneck, who has a $300,000 salary, says she earns more as a TikTok influencer. The future of medical care is here, maybe.
Say goodbye to copays and hello to clicks. Introducing the TikTok Doc.
From three signs your liver hates you to why your stool sample says more about you than your therapist ever will.
The only doctor who will diagnose your rash and teach you a trending dance in under 60 seconds.
TikTok Doc has you covered.
No need for a prescription. Just double tap and follow for more unsolicited advice in a lab coat.
This is what your tongue says about your cortisol levels. Also, here's a smoothie recipe.
Modern medicine meets Wi-Fi connection.
Not a substitute for actual medical care. Side effects may include Googling your symptoms, questioning your entire diet, and trying to cure irritable bowel syndrome with matcha.
Because who needs a stethoscope when you've got a ring light?
Yeah. I'm the worst. I'm the worst at attempting to self-diagnose and then, like, never actually going to the doctor. In a perfect blend, let's go to viral videos. In a perfect blend of now and then, somebody used AI to show what man-on-the-street interviews would be like in the 1500s.
What's life like for you right now?
Woke up, stepped in dung, got taxed, and that was before breakfast.
What do you think of King Henry?
Well, he's very committed to marrying.
How's the health situation looking?
Well, everyone I saw yesterday is dead today, so...
What's life like for a farmer right now? Hard work, sore back, but the soil is good this year. Might even eat something with meat next week.
Maybe. All right. We talked about this during Top List. The latest TikTok trend is adult tummy time. It's like the version for babies, and it supposedly helps reverse the effects of all the time you spend hunched over computers and phones and other devices. Here is one expert talking about it.
This is a really powerful position to spend time in, and here's why. You'll probably often see a lot of babies spend time like this, just looking up around at their world, reaching towards objects and interacting with things in front of them. Although seemingly very simple, what this is really doing is you're developing these core postural muscles that stabilize the head, neck, pelvis, spine, and shoulder. The cool thing about this is you don't have to find extra time in your day to do this. Do this right now as you're watching this video and continue to keep scrolling, or do this while watching your favorite show for the first 5 minutes, and over time build up into 10, 15, 20, 25 minute increments.
I'm gonna go face down right now. A South Carolina man named Jonathan Marlowe was playing disc golf when a hammerhead shark fell from the sky and hit him. A hammerhead shark. Apparently, it was an osprey that lost its lunch while flying overhead.
You can't just wait here and wait for sharks to rain down on us again.
No. Let's see. Let's skip that. We'll put that in stupid criminals. We'll skip that. We'll skip that. go into a comedian? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. So if we're talking comedians, we have to go with one of the greatest. The late, great George Carlin ranting about rich guys in hot air balloons.
These guys who fly around the world in a balloon. Now, what is this, 1850? Got an airline ticket, will you please? When are the media going to realize no one's interested in some rich trouser stain who's so bored he's got to fly around the balloon all day? I hope the next guy gets hit by lightning. He flies around in little fart circles. And lands in a sewage treatment pond.
Mr. Lighter Than Air.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Okay. A 21-year-old guy in Long Island got arrested after a string of TikTok videos where he would go around to different stores and dump big buckets of food on his head. His name is Kyle, is that Vasquez?
Vasquez.
Vasquez. He goes by the TikTok handle Tommy Tough Knuckles. Last we checked, the videos were still up. He didn't steal the food, he bought it, or he brought it with him, rather. For example, he celebrated hitting 25,000 followers by walking into a restaurant shirtless and dumping a bucket of black beans on his head. The place had to close early to clean it up. He also dumped eggs on himself outside an Italian ice place, milk on himself outside of Walgreens, and did the ice bucket challenge inside a grocery store. Each time, he would run off and leave the mess for someone else to deal with, but that's not really what got him arrested. Police found his social media page and saw another series of videos where he would go to people's homes, ask to use the bathroom, and leave a big mess behind. It looks like those videos have been removed. He is facing 6 counts of recording people without their consent, 2 counts of criminal tampering, and up to 4 years in jail. Worth noting, He just crossed over 100,000 TikTok followers the other day. Here he is. We have sound on this. Here he is dumping food on his head at the at a fast food restaurant. Here, listen.
I'm Tommy Tough Knuckles. I just hit 25K. Bean challenge.
Oh my God.
Get me your 50K. We'll do more.
Okay. Anyway, what else? Oh, scroll. It's up here somewhere. I saw it. I know I did. Okay. So, a 76-year-old woman in Texas assaulted a man's wife because she was furious that he was playing bagpipes in a park. She also threatened to call her husband, who is a federal judge. The judge did show up at one point, but he's not accused of doing anything wrong. Here's the man who was blowing his bagpipes in the park. His name is Scott Gibb.
She said, I had no right to play here in this public park. And she said, I'm going to call my husband. He's a federal judge, and he's going to make you stop. She basically swiped at my wife's face.
And now, our dramatic recreation of how it might have sounded when the man playing bagpipes was assaulted by a woman in front of his wife. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, it's a shame, too, because he was actually blowing Sweet Child of Mine. What else? Do we have another one, or are we going to good news? We're going to go to good news, and now let's, which one? Recorded meows, or this woman? Okay, let's go with this woman. A woman in Chicago named Lane Horwich got diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 100, but now she's cancer-free at the age of 101. Her doctor said a lot of people her age don't even bother with the treatment, but Lane doesn't plan on kicking the bucket anytime soon. Here's Lane and her doctor talking about her beating cancer.
Many 100-year-olds would probably choose to do nothing, and we talked about that as an option. She had done her own research and learned that the pill form, the medication, could cause hair thinning. And she told me that by no means did she want that because she went to the beauty parlor every week.
I have a picture of me coming out after the surgery, and it's really funny because it doesn't look like anything happened.
And there you go. It just sounds great for 101. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And here, let's change up the music to something a little more happy. Because we're doing the stupid criminals music still. Anyway, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.